This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As always, plenty to talk about, but Ken Jennings is on my mind. Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy dude, man, the guy that made millions of dollars. I'm still blown away by this guy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, I'm asking all of you a favor. Broadcast, you know, when you sit down and talk to us or listen to the products and things that we do, click the buttons. You know, get support. I can't even say the least. The easiest thing to do is what you're doing now. You're listening to the program. But the next easiest thing is you go to a website, you click a button. You sign up to get our blogs from the Black Sphere, the newsletter, and it comes automatically into your inbox. That's the stuff we need. You get on our mailing list. I know it's annoying. But you know what? Every now and then, we get something right. There's something you want us to talk about or do, and it's your cause. And you're like, Kevin, I'm glad you're taking up my cause. Because you know what I get all the time? Hey, Kevin, here's my cause. Take it up, please. And we would take these causes up. Not that anybody's sending us money or doing anything. And it's opposite. I'm one guy trying to give a voice to all this stuff. Right now, we're pushing back hard on Black Lives Matter in schools, their curriculum, 1619 Project, if you haven't heard about that. Pushing hard. And, needing you guys to say, Kevin, we support you. Now, don't misunderstand me. The occasional check comes in the mail, things like that, we appreciate it. But I'm saying it's the day-to-day, these things you do every day. If you're reading my blogs, if you're going to Kev Talks and you're clicking that button on YouTube to subscribe and listening and telling your friends. I mean, if it's interesting enough, tell your friends if we are. And you're here, so you're interested in something. I mean, I don't know what. But I'm saying beyond what I'm talking about, I don't know what I do for you. I hope I give you some level of encouragement, but these are the things I would be saying if we were having a conversation at a bar, if we were having a conversation in my living room or your living room or at a sporting event or whatever. So I'm glad you're here, but this is it. I'm not putting on. I'm not trying to make you feel better. Why would I do that? I hope you can, you know, feel good on your own. You don't need me. But I do know that there's some people that come to go, Kev, I'm here to hear what you have to say because it's such a pessimistic world. And it is. Full of pessimists. I'm not going to be pessimistic. There's too many things to feel good about. Like this overturning of this crooked election. But we'll get to that. We already have in the first hour. But I want to talk about Ken Jennings. Best Jeopardy contestant ever. One of the brightest guys, maybe for trivia, but I bet this guy is smart in a lot of other stuff. But as far as trivia goes, if I'm picking a dude for trivia, Ken Jennings is the dude. And there's a couple of other guys that have done really well on the show. But, you know, Alex Trebek died. And what a great guy. Just a nice guy. I don't know what his politics were or anything. And that's good. That's a good thing. Because you can be a leftist. I mean, I don't know that Alex was. But if you want to be that and you're not in your face about it and you're reasonable and we can have a discussion, great. You know what? Think about what keeps a relationship healthy. You know what keeps a relationship healthy? A woman who can cook. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. What keeps a relationship healthy is communication. You know, whether it's at the job, you're with your boss, whether it's with your children, whether it's with your friends, communication, being able to have this conversation, right or wrong, and not, you know, just everybody defensive and wanting to fight all the time or whatever else. Leftists, you know, no communication. Anyway, Ken Jennings, we'll get to him. And even before I get to that, let me just say this. Tell your kids just to not post on social media. Seriously. They can post, you know, pictures of dogs and cats and animals and things like that. Don't post your opinions. Don't post, make social media about you know, just fun stuff. Keep it very light. And the because I'm telling you, they can forget about their future employment if they do. And holy mother of Brett Kavanaugh, Ken Jennings is under fire for this very thing because of something that he posted on social media, catching heat for this past, quote, insensitive message after being named the interim Jeopardy host in the wake of Alex Trebek's death. Oh, I know I was going to go on with that communication is Alex, if he was a good leftist, he would allow, you know, he would say, I'm open to hearing what you have to say, which they're not. And I could give you more examples. But anyway, going back to Jennings, and I know I'm jumping around a bit. Get used to it. It was revealed that the former champion, who would serve as a guest host of the long-running show, tweeted back in 2014 this statement. Nothing sadder than a hot person in a wheelchair. I know, I know. Holy mother of skanktity. He tweeted, nothing sadder than a hot person in a wheelchair. And let me tell you, if you're a dude, you've probably thought that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have. I was somewhere, I don't know where, and a girl, it may have been something I was watching on TV, because I honestly don't remember. But I do remember the thought. Okay, because I know there are thought police out there, and they need more evidence against me, so I'm going to confess. A girl got like in a wreck or something, and she was in a wheelchair. And my thought was, oh man, what a shame. It was such a beautiful girl to be confined to a wheelchair. That was my thought. And now, I wouldn't have used absolutes. Nothing sadder than a hot person in a wheelchair. Because there are sadder things, Ken Jennings. So your use of absolutes is a crime. But other than that, it's a thought that people have. He took social media. He put that. It was something he saw. He probably, you know, think of it. If a Victoria's Secret model broke her back and she's in a wheelchair, and you're like, man, there is nothing sadder than a girl that hot being confined to a wheelchair. A legitimate thought. It isn't racist. It isn't sexist. It's a legitimate thought. And this may stop this guy from getting a pretty good gig. Where are we now? 2020? 4 years ago. I was going to say 14 years ago, which is even worse. Because I have a degree in math. 6 years ago, this guy tweets something innocuous, and he's in trouble for it. It's insane. This is the way our country has gone, folks. More to talk about, more than Ken Jennings and social media help for the team here, but stick around, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com www.diabetesmedicine.com/KevinJackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I can't get over this Ken Jennings story. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Having Lost the Job Over a Tweet, where I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks, and I stand by that tweet. Ken Jennings tweeted something about it's a shame that, you know, hot people or in a wheelchair or something like that. What was his exact quote? Let me look at it. Nothing sadder than a hot person in a wheelchair. Now, he wasn't even gender specific in saying it. He left it open. LGBT, could have been talking about a hot dude, hot girl, whatever. I remember it being about a hot girl because I'm totally heterosexual. But he left it open, and he's still catching pure D-H-E double cricket socks. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. There's nothing you can do in life these days without somebody complaining. And you know, this is like the Supreme Court of talk shows, right? I feel like this is Brett Kavanaugh oppression all over the place, except Ken Jennings, it didn't declare that he's a Republican. God forbid if he said he was a conservative or he supported Trump, he'd be pilloried. But he's just an ordinary dude that won a game show. I mean, I wouldn't make him hero status or anything, but he's certainly bright. And now he's under fire because of nothing. And he didn't say it. 2014, he's having, you know, these deep thoughts, and he's writing things out like in his diary. Can you imagine if somebody took your diary now? Because these are what you do on social media is you tend to put things that you would normally put in your private, you know, area there, like whether it's private thoughts or private diary notes, and you put it out there because you're like, hey, the world can see it, so let me figure out what I want to do with it. And guess what happens? You get, we may not be able to hire him over this tweet. The dude could be working and saving lepers and working with kids and widows and orphans and have donated half of his winnings of Jeopardy to save the cripple. Who cares? You know, he's done cleft palate surgeries and fixed glaucoma all around the world. But hey, he tweeted, nothing sadder than a hot person in a wheelchair. We can't have that. God, these freaking leftists. As I said, man, want to skank slap half of them most of the day. And here's, while we're celebrating Thanksgiving, which I don't know, in 2 to 5 years, we may not even be able to celebrate Thanksgiving. It'll just be, hey, there's 2 days off, or there's a day off on a Thursday for some obscure thing that used to happen years ago, but we don't know what it is. But enjoy your free day of already doing nothing. But on the day that you get your government check, we're going to give you a little bit extra chump change. You guys heard of that story where Stalin would, he'd take a chicken and he would defeather it. I forget how, but it was gruesome. And the chicken would just like running around completely, you know, with no feathers and bleeding. And then Stalin would throw food at it and it would follow him. And the comment in the meme that I saw said, Stalin essentially said, see, you can completely mistreat these birds, but as long as you feed them, they'll follow you. In excruciating pain, these birds are plucking like... I mean, I want you to imagine being somebody throwing scalding hot water on you, but you're hungry, and they drop little pellets of food, and you're walking behind them picking it up. That's essentially the government that Joe Biden and these leftists want to issue in. And thankfully, we stopped it in time. I know. How did we go from Ken Jennings to this? Well, I want to talk about these Antifa clowns, because while we were celebrating Thanksgiving and the, you know, a critical point in the nation's history and honoring that, there are people out there that don't want to see it. They hate Thanksgiving. They hate Columbus. They hate America. They hate what we stand for because somebody's taught them. Saw this video of this white girl, this young girl, probably 16, 17 years old, talking to her mother about white privilege, and her mom's white. She's like, you can talk about what you want. I have no guilt. I have no privilege. Look around this house. I paid for everything, etc. If you haven't seen the video, it's actually kind of a good video other than the mom's cursing a lot. But I get her. I understand her. But, you know, just this idea that, you know, you're born with privilege. And then I saw Charlie Kirk at a campus talking about some white kids are, you know, talking about privilege and, you know, the white institutionalism that makes him better and all that. Charlie holds his own. But I swear, if I'm ever back on these campuses, I would be like, why are you coming up to me with this racist nonsense? You think you're better than I am. The only reason why you could even have that thought is you think you're better than I. But these are the kids that are now part of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And they're the ones who, over Thanksgiving, while you and I were eating turkey and stuffing and, you know, socially distancing, following the rules of the Gestapo and the Politburo, they were out destroying statues. These peaceful protesters. Yeah, and of course, they weren't practicing social distancing or whatever, as they were tearing down the various statues that read, "Stop colonization," spelled C-O-L-I-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N, "End Thanksgiving," F-12-1-2, I don't even know what that's about. That was spray painted, on the Washington statue in Washburn Fair Oaks Park in Minneapolis. Yep, they call them, they organize under the Pan Indigenous Peoples Liberation, PIPL, network. They're the ones who took credit for the vandalism because they're proud of their work. They're proud of what they've become. You wonder why I targeted education? Remember what I told you guys, what I used to do? I was a management consultant, and one of the areas that we focused on as a company was risk. I was always interested in risk. What are the potential pitfalls that can come your way? You are too. That's why we have insurance companies. That's why you take out insurance policies. That's why you save money for a rainy day. That's why you make calculated decisions about where your money goes. You're the perfect citizen. You save a little bit. You spend judiciously. Your decisions are based in thought. There are people out there, "Quit my job today." You're like, "Really? Yeah. What do they do? "Nothing, man. I got tired. I want to pursue my other interests." Really? Man, how do you do that? Do you not factor in anything? Who's going to take care of you? You know these people. Hopefully they're not people that you got to take care of, like your kids or something, but they are. Anyway, these vandals targeted the Washington statue. Then they defaced a large granite monument to the pioneers in the city's B.F. Nelson Park. Then they spray painted messages: "No thanks, no more genocide, decolonize and land back," on the statue. So the park board says, "Look, we're going to start removing all of that paint." Well, who pays for that? We do. They do their nonsense and we pay for it. I think what you do is find the PIPL people and you make them pay for it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. "I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it." Dr. Sam Surreal. "Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis." John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. "Built up my immune system." To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says victory over the coronavirus pandemic is on the horizon. Despite that, the Kentucky Republican says additional relief for Americans has been held up by Democrats. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing McConnell of only bringing forward partisan legislation and demanded that everyone accept it. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing members of his economic team.
And the team I'm announcing today will play a critical role in shaping our plan for action starting on day one and move fast to revive this economy. A plan that an independent analysis from Moody's, a well-respected Wall Street firm, projected would create 18.6 million jobs. It's based on a simple proposition: reward hard work in America, not wealth.
USA Radio News. As coronavirus cases across the country do continue to spike, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells a Republican-led Senate committee looking into the economic response to COVID-19 that millions of Americans are still suffering.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to bear to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, also testifying in that hearing, saying the economy is continuing to recover from the devastating impacts of the outbreak. Another politician saying one thing and doing the exact opposite.
How can anyone take these lockdowns serious when politicians do the very thing they're telling you not to do? Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People are scared. A lot of conservatives out there are scared. And I get it. I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to feel like I'm getting after you because I have such strong resolve. And you shouldn't feel bad to feel scared, to feel that bit of fear. That bit of fear drives you. It's like before I would go in the ring to fight. People would say, are you afraid when you go in there? You're not afraid. But yeah, there's an adrenaline rush and there's the knowledge that, hey, this guy, he's coming after me just like I'm coming after him. But you're not afraid. It's that adrenaline, that fight or flight. And when, let me put it to you in this way, when you're going to, you know, when you're a pugilist, whether you're a boxer, kickboxer, or whatever, there is no flight. There's only fight. That's all I know is fight. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, this idea that, you know, there is no running from this. I think most of us would agree. This is the most egregious thing that's ever occurred in our lifetimes. I don't care. Unless, you could be 100. There's nothing that tops this. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. So, you know, I already talked about the big chi. I talked about Democrats are worried. You know, one of my friends called me up. He's like, I talked him off the ledge a little bit, but he's still concerned. His name is Mike, and he's like, you know, Kevin, what are you thinking? I'm like, look, nothing's changed for me. He goes, you've been steady. I said, nothing's changed for me. See, I believe that Trump is playing very coy. I'm guessing in as much as anybody else. In other words, I'm not any closer. I'm close to the administration, but not in regards to this. I mean, I'm one degree of separation from President Trump, but I can't even say I'm one degree because it is one degree because I do know him. But I'm just saying, it's not like he's calling me up going, hey, Kevin, so, you know, here's what we got, you know. But here's what I will tell you. I do know fighters. And Trump is one of these guys that he's the heavyweight champion of the world. And he doesn't have a problem letting you know. He's like, yeah, you know, they cheated. They're a bunch of cheaters. And we're going to beat them. You're going to get tired of winning. I'm the champ. I'm the president, he said recently to some reporter. But in case you haven't noticed, he's gotten a little quieter. Oh, he tweets his normal stuff. But there are elements of what he's tweeting that no longer talk about what's happening. And I think that I'm telling you, I'm getting all the indicators that this is going to be, what's coming is going to be a big deal. I don't know if you guys saw what, what's his name, Lin Wood, what he tweeted. He essentially, look, here's what I can say. And I will pull the tweet up because I want to get it exact. But here's what I'll tell you. These guys, with all the stuff that has happened with the Democratic Party, you have to know that there are people that went, you know what? They went too far. I don't care whether it was, let me put it to you this way. There were people that inside of the Nazi Party who tried to kill Hitler. So he had everybody brainwashed. He had the world or Germany exactly where he wanted it, just like the Democrats think they have us. And there were people that tried to assassinate him, and not once, multiple times. You ever seen the movie Valkyrie? Y'all seen the movie Valkyrie with Tom Cruise, the Scientologist? So understand, there are Democrats who are saying to themselves, "No, this is taking it too far." The deep state swamp rats, there are people that are saying, this is taking it too far. This is what I believe. So, they've been alluding to this. And I want to find this clip. It's not a clip, but some friends of mine that are part of this kind of underground thing. But it was Lynn, I think his name is Lynn Wood. Let me see where he has it here. You know what, I'm just going to paraphrase it. Essentially, he warned the left. He said, there are some good, solid patriots in this country left inside of the Department of Justice. And justice will be served. He alluded to this. And I'm going to tell you, there's a mountain of evidence, but I don't want to hear, oh, this poll watcher said this, this poll watcher did that, oh, we've got this scientist, mathematician from MIT or Harvard that claims this, and we looked at this, and blah, blah, blah. Even though all of that on the surface is absolutely true, I don't want to go in there and look. There's no possibility mathematically or otherwise that Joe Biden got 80 million votes. We all know this, because it's not technically evidence. I think they have evidence to overturn even the basics of that. But I think it's about to get really bad for the Democrats. John Reese tweeted, Dominion's partner in Georgia is No Ink, a supplier of electronic poll books which are used to sign voter registrations. No Ink's founder, Scott Leyendecker, is a former Republican official whose wife donated $2,500 to the campaign of Brad Raffensperger. And from what I understand, these are rhinos supporting Democrats. Look it up. I don't know. Here's another one. This one's from Code Monkey. Did you know that Eric Coomer said, Georgia is the only state using Dominion statewide as a mandatory voting record for all in-person voters? Ed Lynn Wood. Dominion usually contracts with counties, but not in Georgia. Of course, we know what's going on with the Dominion employees. So, let me just tell you guys why I'm confident. Because I'm telling you, I don't want people feeling guilty. This friend of mine, he's a very astute guy. And he was so in tune with everything that I said except statistics. When I was telling him, and I think I told my audience this, I said, look at Biden's primary record. Just go look at it. The guy probably averaged 72% of the Democratic vote across the country once he had no competition. It may be less than that. It may be like in the 60s. He couldn't even carry his own party. Donald Trump had the highest record of Republican support, base support, of any candidate probably in history. And more than that, he had the black vote, typically goes Democratic, I would venture to tell you he got the LGBT, he got the woman, and he got the millennial or the Gen Zer vote, certainly more than he did before. Those certainly $11 million votes certainly indicates that, which I think is closer to 20. So you don't need any more empirical evidence than just to say, look at Trump, what he did in the primaries. And by the way, I think we may have posted an article about this, but I can certainly reference an older one because I noticed it during the campaign. I said Donald Trump is getting double, sometimes triple the vote of Barack Obama in his second term. It was uncanny. Everybody was talking about how much a guy who's not even running, you know, he doesn't have an opponent in the primary, how dominant Trump was in the primaries. And it caught my attention because I was like, what is this? We've just never seen this. It was amazing to watch. I mean, it made Reagan look anemic. Certainly Barack Obama, he was unopposed. You wouldn't even think Barack Obama existed. Compare, by the way, leftists that are out there, take any place you want. Take any state. Compare Trump in his second election run to Barack Obama's second, and then tell me that this guy didn't have the popular vote. Tell me that. It's so amazing. Anyway, Lynn Wood, somebody else joined the Trump team too, but I really want to focus on this for just a second, and then I'm going to tell you about a defense shakeup that everybody's saying points to Donald Trump pulling something. And I'm going to tell you, my spidey sense is up. Now, what bothered my buddy was, he says, Kevin, Trump is complaining that he's not going to have enough time to go to SCOTUS on this. And I'm like, and I said to him, first of all, you check this out for yourself, but I believe you can fast track this to SCOTUS. This is too important that it won't be fast tracked. And SCOTUS will do it. But if it doesn't go to SCOTUS, it's going to have to go through a different channel, which is through these state legislatures. And we've got a hefty lead if it goes to the House. So what I did is I sent my buddy all these statistics. I sent him stuff from Dershowitz Turley. And I said, you can look at this. And I'm telling you the same thing. You look at it for yourself. I don't have the answer, but here's what I have is my gut. And the things that I've been able to assess, and we're going to get to one of the stories here in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type available at a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, they tell you, excuse me, that something is up with Trump. We've got the that September 12, 2018 executive order, and Lynn Wood made mention of it in a tweet. Now, I wrote about it before a lot of people did, and then the Gateway Pundit wrote about it. And it means that Trump has special powers. We've been in a time of war. And I told you guys, you can get your... everybody that's complicit in this attempted coup is in big trouble. Social media, have you seen Trump talking about 230? Tweeting about 230, Section 230? Excuse me. He's talking about this notion of a social media getting special treatment, not being treated like media, and their Gestapo tactics. So that was what I'm just trying to help you understand how my mind works. I'm not telling you this as gospel. I'm just telling you this is how my mind works, and this is why I suspect something's up. So he's been tweeting about this, and that executive order allows him to pursue anybody who's complicit. Now, Zuckerberg put $400 million, his wife did, into this election scam. I'm going to call it the scam-demic, but it's the vote-demic, but they put a lot of money into this, and in claiming that they wanted it to be free and fair. Here's my point, and you're going to start hearing a lot more about this stuff, I believe, in the coming weeks, and I think that Trump is, you can sense his frustration, and as I said, one of my buddies, he says, Kevin, he's frustrated with the courts, and I'm going, I don't know how he could be frustrated with the courts, because, you know, this is where it's going to end up, and I'll give you an example. Arizona called it for Biden. They had to, in order for Trump to sue him, they have to call it. So they called it for Biden. Now they're fair game. Sidney Powell warned people, don't call this election. You're going to be in trouble. Now, if they're all faking it, they faked me out. But I don't think they're faking it. And I'm going to tell you, as it inches closer, this is going to get so good. Good for us. Now, I talked earlier, I think the Democrats are scared. They're pulling out all the stops there. By the way, Lynn Wood alluded that Justice Roberts was on Epstein Island. Did you guys see that? I'm going to be honest with you. I did not read the article. It came through in passing. Somebody sent me a text, and it was like, what? You know, or not a text, but something that I could go read, and I brushed by it. But they're saying this is why he's compromised. This is why he's doing what he's doing. There are so many rumors floating around. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're looking for definitive answers, all I can give you is conjecture. But I think I'm right. But here's a move that this lady, her name is Andrea Weidberg, Whitberg or Weidberg. She wrote a great article, and she says, on Friday, news broke that President Trump had removed several members of the Defense Department's Civilian Defense Policy Board. This follows hard on the heels of the decision to fire Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The question is, why now? I've heard some interesting informal theories suggesting that this has to do with those Seidel machines in Germany. Now, the machines in Germany, I'm here. I know that there was a raid in Germany. That's a fact. Louis Gohmert said it. In fact, I told my buddy, I said, if you want me to, I'll call Congressman Gohmert now and I'll get that confirmed. But I said, I don't need to. I watched the interview. He said it. But was it raided by special forces? And if so, this article makes even more sense. So what Andrea Weidberg said is, November the 9th, President Trump fired Secretary Esper. In some ways, as Breitbart notes, it was a long-anticipated move. The relationship between Trump and Esper soured quickly after Esper preempted the president by declaring that he did not support active duty forces to restore peace during a summer of violent riots. Trump had not called for using troops, but he had warned that he might if violence continued. Now, I want you to connect the dots here on what happens when this is overturned and why Donald Trump made that, why he alluded to that. However, it goes on, Esper's preemptive declaration made it more difficult for the president to use the threat of deployment of troops as a deterrent to rioters. She says, that's a good reason to fire Esper, but the timing is still interesting. After all, Trump hasn't given up, and he believes he only has 2 months left in the White House. If Trump has given up and believes he only has 2 months left in the White House, it was a fairly pointless move. Alternatively, if he has 4 more years in the White House, it seems peculiar for him to engage in administrative shuffles when he should be focusing all his energy on challenging the election. Aha. See, this is a woman that's on track with the way my brain works. I said to my buddy that's wanted me to talk him off the ledge, Is Trump acting like he's leading? I asked this maybe even of you guys. I said, do you feel like he called U-Haul and said, be ready? Because I don't. She says, Trump's choice for Esper's replacement, Christopher Miller, is also interesting. Miller is a special forces guy. Moreover, his appointment coincided with the Pentagon shakeup that has seen special forces cease to be subsets of the other branches of the military. Remember, they went from, I think they are now under MARSOC. No, that's the Marines. They're under MARSOC. But they moved all the special forces. Maybe it's JSOC now. The military guys will know. So he says, as of November the 18th, they're now on par with all of the other military. So he says, I'm here to announce today that I've directed the Special Forces Operations civilian leadership to report directly to me instead of through the current bureaucratic channels, Miller said during an unannounced visit to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. This historic step finalizes what Congress has authorized and directed and will put Special Operations Command, see, like it's SOC, on par with the military services for the first time. The top Pentagon civilian official who oversees special ops had previously reported to the Undersecretary of Defense for policy. Not anymore. The latest military-related shakeup came just recently when Trump booted old guard members of the Civilian Defense Board, Henry Kissinger, a real politic relic of the 1970s, Madeleine Albright, a Bill Clinton ally, David McCormick, a George Bush leftover, Eric Cantor, a rhino, Rudy De Leon, another Clinton relic. Again, the moves come at a weird time when Trump's status is, quote, unclear. Having said that, the move may make a lot of sense in light of that alleged, quote, military raid in Germany, although it's unclear if it was on Seidel, as Louis Gohmert said, or on the CIA headquarters, as other internet rumors allege. For purposes of thinking about Trump's decision-making, I'm going to assume that something happened in Germany that relates to the election. Seidel denied the raid, but we wouldn't expect anything different. Now, this is a woman writing this. This isn't me. What we also know is that the Army tight-lipped with a spokesman saying only that these allegations are false. The Army's statement is decidedly ambiguous. It's not clear whether the Army is saying there was no raid or whether the Army did not conduct the raid. And that's where we get to Nick Chase's excellent post, Listen Closely to Sidney Powell. Nick speculates about Powell's hint that there's a giant struggle taking place in Germany between good guys and bad guys. She wonders if Trump hasn't been tracking election information on those mysterious German servers. Trump's problem is now the same that has been for 4 years. He has to work around a hostile administrative state, the FBI, the CIA, many in the Pentagon, including old guard members of the Defense Policy Board, are all against him. That hostility may explain how special forces, who are now their own unit and who report directly to Trump loyalist Christopher Miller, came into the picture. Trump may have a lot of balls in the air right now. Rudy Giuliani and Ellis are attacking traditional voter fraud. Cemetery votes, fake votes, Sidney Powell, traditional voter fraud, and election fraud using computers that were deliberately created to allow for the vote manipulation rather than just straightforward vote counting. Finally, all this speculation, Trump could have a hidden iron in the fire. He might have been using military intelligence run through spec ops rather than the porous and disloyal Pentagon to watch in real time as the Democrats, to see what the Democrats are doing during the election. Now, I'm going to stop there. She goes on to say that this might explain all this stuff that we're talking about, this what she calls sort of irrational behavior, Trump not really seeming to get involved in stuff. I'm telling you, folks, they got something. I can feel it. I don't have any inside information. I can feel it. Something's up. It's all going to tie together, I don't know, neatly. And here's the thing about this one. You're not going to have to wait a long time. This one's going to come very quickly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.